You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I'm probably one of the only radio hosts that really gets personal with issues. You know, usually you get to listen to a radio show and they actually tell you the news and things you want to hear. But no, not on this show. You have to hear what I went through today. So, of course, had to, you know, get my mammogram done, which is why you're probably going to hear a lot of mammogram stuff today. Because if I had to get it done, you sure as heck are going to be getting it done. But what stings is, of course, when the doctor was examining me after the mammogram, he sees my umbilical hernia. Now, y'all know what those are, right? That's where your belly button, which used to be an innie, and you used to bikini it and look really hot and sexy, and then all of a sudden you have a couple kids, it turns outie, and then it never goes back. Okay? All right? So I got a little umbilical hernia. And I've been ignoring it, you know, because it really hasn't hurt that much. And, you know, I've been ignoring it. Well, of course, he sees it. He's like, oh, it's going to be bigger. You got to have surgery. Like, no, I don't want to have surgery. Just deal with the boobies. I'm here for the boobies. You're the boobie doctor. Don't be looking below the boobies. Just do, you know, he's like, ah, you got a umbilical hernia. You got to go get that fixed. So not only did I have to go through the whole mammogram thing, which, by the way, I'm still not cleared. I got to come back in 6 months, of course. See, that's what happens when you have family members with breast cancer. Your family screws you. They always do. Everybody's like, oh, you can always rely on family. No, you can't, because, honestly, I have to get mammograms now because of my family. If my family was not in the picture, if they didn't have cancer, if they didn't have all these other issues, I'd be scot-free. But no, somebody has to get breast cancer in the family, and now ruins it for the rest of us. And I'm really not a big fan of the mammogram. Now, when you go for your pap smears, we try to make the pap smears a little bit more comfortable by what we do, and I know most of my listeners are men on this show, but you learn something. What we sometimes do is put these little fuzzy things for the feet. You know, so you can put your feet in, it's kind of furry and fuzzy. I would expect something for the mammogram to be done as well. We really should have something. I don't know if it has to be furry, you know, because some of us with hairy chests like myself, it could actually possibly tangle. But just something other than plexiglass. If I wanted my breasts to be on plexiglass, I'd probably be one of those dancers surrounded by plexiglass, right? No. I mean, I like my breasts in something soft, cuddly, yet supportive. You know, those 36-hour Playtex bras are phenomenal. Unfortunately, we need to have steel in mine just to kind of give me some sort of support. But very uncomfortable, very uncomfortable. Then they say, you know, and then they don't let you wear deodorant. You know that. No deodorant whatsoever. You can't wear any deodorant. Now, I don't know about you all, but I live in Southwest United States. I live in Nevada. And it's 105 degrees from when you wake up to when you go to bed. So, you know, then you're like, okay, well, if I can't wear deodorant, just please, you're telling me to hold my breath when I do the mammogram? Ma'am, you're going to have to hold your breath, too, especially if you're going to have me lift up my arm. So, luckily, got through the mammogram, got through the plexiglass. I, you know, suggested she use some Windex, of course, afterwards, just because you do leave prints. Now, what does a breast print look like? Well, you know, y'all know what like a fingerprint looks like and a footprint. Those actually have certain unique characteristics to you. You know, nobody can duplicate your fingerprint. Well, the same thing happens with your breast. Not all breasts are equal. And so you actually leave a breast print. It could have nipple, areola. It could have you know, hair follicles. I'm being honest. So please, before you go and get your mammogram, make sure that there is no breast print on there. If not, bring your own Windex. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think we got Charles on the line. Hey, Charles, how's it going?
It's going better. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I called you a while back about my leg, and that I had a colonoscopy done.
Yes.
Well, I don't know really what's going on, but I feel a lot better. I don't know if it's just a time thing or what, but I started taking, I got a hold of Purity product, and they gave me a, I started taking this stuff called Ultimate HA. Now, it says right on there that it's good for joints.
Okay.
Joint health, joint flexibility.
Wait, Charles, Charles, remind me, Charles, wait, were you the one that had back pain after the colonoscopy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And it
okay.
went down my leg.
Right.
Down my left leg.
Really okay.
bad. And I don't know if it, I feel now better than I have through the 3 times I went to a chiropractor and the 2 times I went to the doctor all combined.
Because
I don't know
of the
time, I don't. Maybe it's just stuff that. Maybe it's just Ultimate HA. I don't know.
Maybe. Well, honestly, I have some people. They just swear by their supplements, or they swear by their magnets, or they swear by their acupressure bands. And I dig the stuff. I think it's great. I mean, if you're feeling better on it, that's because remember we were ready to have you go get an MRI. So, Charles,
yeah.
We're getting a lot of feedback. So great. Thank you for checking back in. I'm glad you're feeling better. Keep me posted on that, okay?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. All right. You take care, Charles. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Yeah, I'll have patients. They will swear, let's say, by glucosamine. Take glucosamine, chondroitin sulfate over the counter for their joints, and they'll say, Dahlia, this stuff is amazing. Or they'll use Icy Hot, or they'll use, you know, a product from Purity Products or whatnot. You know, as long as nothing's hurting your liver, nothing's hurting your kidneys, you're getting checked, you feel better, I think it's wonderful. Just like when we were talking about the Olympians using the kinesio tape. The medical community doesn't really recognize a kinesio tape that was designed by a Japanese chiropractor. Unfortunately, the medical community doesn't, you know, recognize a lot of things chiropractic, which I think they should, because I think the field of chiropractic is phenomenal. But, you know, there hasn't been a lot of evidence, you know, to say that this kinesio tape helps. Yet when you have people swear that it helps them and it doesn't, you know, it helps them with pain, it helps them with circulation, and they feel better, I say why not? So, again, if it doesn't hurt, go for it. Okay. Oh, we got a very busy show today on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Your blood type could predict now your heart disease risk. So we'll talk about which blood types are in trouble. Also, researchers have come up with a chocolate that is half the fat. Some good stuff. And Price is Right is now looking for male models. No more female models. So don't go away. I'll tell you how to apply. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 14th, 2012. Gold open this morning at $16,1230. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,5271, $826.35 for a half ounce, or $413.18 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,5271, $826.35, and $413.18.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Yes, The Price is Right. We grew up with for years. Remember Janice? Wasn't Janice in her 50s back in the 70s? But they kept using her, and she still looked great. I remember, you know, my mom saying she's older than I am, and I'm like, well, she looks good, Mom. You know, you got to try to look like Janice. Anyway, The Price is Right now is looking for male models. The male model search will air as part of a 5-episode web series competition. They are looking for a hunk. Looking at verbal skills, did the women ever speak? Well, I guess there's an open call scheduled for August 30th in Los Angeles. You need to have poise, looks, verbal skills, etc. The 6 finalists will be revealed. Yep, you could be on The Price is Right. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. I don't want to leave my name, but you can read it on the air. I've been married for 38 years. Three days ago, my wife left me, just out of the blue, surprised everyone, took off with another guy. And ever since then, I've been suicidal. What causes that?
Oh, gosh, I wish you were live. Oh, I wish I could talk to you. Don't do anything yet, okay? Don't do anything. Very common. I mean, it's not that uncommon. when you lose your wife or lose a spouse, whether they died or whether they left, to go through a mourning period. I hope you don't, and I really urge you to call me or email me, because I'd love to talk to you and, you know, make sure you're okay. But it's not that uncommon. I mean, many people, when they're probably in their deepest funk of their life, and many of us go through funks, will think about what the alternative could be. And another thing that I notice a lot of people do, and they don't like to admit, is sometimes they want to get back at the person. And, you know, from what I understand, you've been married for 36 years, did he say 36 years? And then she just leaves all of a sudden. Your wife just leaves all of a sudden with another man. I'd be furious. And one of the things that you may consider, although don't consider it, may be the thought of, okay, well, look at what she did to me. You know, let this ruin her life. What she did to me, you know, since it's ruining my life, what if I left this earth? As a result of her, she knew it was her fault, and it ruins her life. And I know some of you have thought about that. I mean, you know, with breakups going, oh, well, I'll, you know, tell her, I'll show her, you know, she'll have to go to my funeral, and everybody will know that it's her fault. Here's the problem, okay? When you lose somebody, okay, and, you know, it depends on how close they were to you, but let's say it was a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and I've had boyfriends who have passed, I've had good friends that have passed, you do mourn, you do miss them, but you also move on, all right? If, God forbid, you died, and one thought that you might have had subconsciously was to get back at her, she would probably cry, she would probably feel guilty, but I don't think it would ruin her whole life. I think she would move on. And then what a waste. I mean, we've had a couple friends that were young and unfortunately died way before their time. I mean, when is a death timely? But unfortunately, way before their time, we had one. She was a physician that I trained with. And her mother, she lived with her mother. Mother was very upset about the daughter's choice, from what I understood, in fiancés. And when my friend, and I don't want to mention her name on air, but I'm sure many of you who live in the area know which doctor I'm talking about, when she was brushing her teeth in the morning, the mother comes up behind her, shoots her in the head, and she dies. And then I believe the mom shot herself. Horrible case, really tragic case. And that, that messed a lot of us up for a while. But even with that, a friend like that, who, and the woman was just, I mean, just an angel. Still people move on. We had a good friend of ours had a brain tumor. He was at our wedding, dies. We miss him. We think about him all the time, but we move on. So for those of you that ever consider thinking that your death would ruin your ex-lover's life or ex-wife's life, a lot of times it doesn't. They move on. And so don't ever look at that as, oh, that'll get them. Because people do. They move on. And actually, you know, sometimes in therapy, they tell people to move on. The Connecticut doctor who lost his family, wife and daughters with the fire and the rapes, and you heard he just remarried. I know some people are like, oh my gosh, how could he just remarry? You know, they just tried, you know, the criminals for doing that. Well, you know, maybe that was something that his therapist had suggested for him to cope, to be out there again and meet somebody and find some companionship to heal. So, you know, keep in mind, just, you know, to make that point clear, don't ever think of suicide as a way to get back at somebody. Because it's really not going to last that long, unfortunately. Yes, they'll miss you. And maybe there's an occasional person who may really the rest of their life sit in a room crying, thinking they caused your death. But for the most part, most people move on, and then you would have just killed yourself for nothing. Now, what do you do to cope with somebody who you were married to for decades who just leaves you for another man? I know you're going to want to get even. I don't blame you. But as far as I'm concerned, this woman is a piece of work. Worse than that. And if she made vows till death do us part and till be with you in sickness and in health, and she drops you for another man after all those years of marriage, this, glad she did it now. Because we didn't need her doing this 10 years from now or 20 years from now. And unfortunately, you devoted a good part of your life to the wrong person. What you have to do is you have to look at the days you had with her, try to look at just the good, but don't sit there and harp on the good. You can't do that. I suggest you see a therapist. Have the therapist, you know, help you through your feelings. You're going to feel like you did something wrong. No. When somebody cheats, it's never the spouse they cheated on, their fault. No. This person probably saw Sex and the City or some movie where she thought this guy was going to be her Hugh Jackman and decided to have her midlife crisis on your expense. Wasn't your fault. Absolutely wasn't your fault. Now, I mean, God forbid, you know, there's somebody who beats their wife or, you know, gambles all her money away or cheats on her and she leaves. Okay, but, I mean, if you did nothing like that, you were a good, honest husband that put in 36 years of marriage. And there's a lot of work to go into the marriage. And this woman just decided to chase her hormones and let her ovaries rule her, then you know what? Be done with her. You don't deserve her. And maybe this is God's way of helping you. So you're going to need strength. I suggest you go to your pastor. You go to your rabbi. Go to your church. I also suggest you, have a therapist kind of help you through this because you're going to be mad. And I don't blame you. You should be mad. But turn it into something good. And hopefully you will find somebody who deserves you and who appreciates you. But this piece of work, let her go. And I got to tell you, I mean, I've seen these couples that do that. The person they cheat with, a lot of times it doesn't end well. It doesn't. All right? Because what kind of a man would, what kind of a man who she ran to, being a homewrecker that he is, what type of person is he? Right? And if this is the type of person she wants to be with, well, then she deserves him. So, you know, please, if you can, and if you're listening, try to call in or give me some of your information so at least I could keep in touch with you. I want to make sure you're okay. But, it's not that abnormal to have those thoughts because you are mourning the loss of a life that you were having with somebody. 36 years? I mean, that's a lot of work. I've been married to my husband for 16 years. I can't tell you how much sweat, blood, tears, I mean, hit add semen, but let's not go there. I mean, it's work. It is hard work but you do it because you're building something. And to see something that you built and successfully built fall apart, absolutely. You're gonna wonder, okay, why did I do all that work and, you know, what's left? Why should I go on? Why should I even try this with somebody else? Well, don't take on another project like another marriage. Don't do that. Have fun. Say fun. But now it's all about you. When you put 36 years into a marriage, you do a lot of things for the team, for the marriage, and you should. Now it's your turn to be selfish. Now it's all about you. Treat yourself. It's going to be hard. Because a lot of times after being married for 36 years, you lose a lot of your friends. A lot of times you lose a lot of your friends because of your wife. Do you think my husband's friends think I'm cool? No. Right? So I mean, if my husband and I ever broke up, he would have to go back, tell his friends, don't worry, Dolly is gone. And then I'm sure they'll take him back and they'll party with him again. It's not fun having a female doctor as a wife. Who's, you know, testing everybody's HIV and hepatitis status and all that when they're sharing drinks. So, not fun for my husband at all. But, you know, my husband and I, we've made it. We're going on our 16th year. I hope we continue to do, and it is a lot of work. But, it's your time now. You deserve to pamper yourself. You deserve to have fun. You don't have to do for a wife now for a long time. All right, but definitely seek some help. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Kyle, who's working the dials. Yeah, we were talking about, earlier before the break, you know, what happened if you pass away. You know, would people be crying at your funeral? Don't you always sometimes think about that? You know, if something happened to me, you know, would Dirk, you know, from high school miss me? I'm sure Kyle would come to the funeral and everybody at GCN. Also, I already instructed my husband that if I do, God forbid, leave this earth, have a party, you know, but, you know, full bar, you know, good buffet. So I'm sure they'll all come, you know, for the booze and for the food. Right? So I'm sure, you know, we're going to make it a party, God forbid, if I leave this earth. But, it's interesting how many people, Kyle's like, no, it's not going to be BYOB. Trust me, we will have everything. We will have everything for y'all. It's interesting that people think that nobody likes to admit that they think that. But I'm sure every one of us at one point, you know, thought of, okay, well, if something, you know, if I left this earth, you know, either on purpose or accidentally, who would come to my funeral and what would happen? And, you know, part of you wants to think that everybody's going to be missing you, you know, and bawling and all that. And, you know, my fear is there'll be, you know, some people that will be relieved. Dr. Dahlia's off the air. You know, I could finally get a radio time. Or Dr. Dahlia left a whole slew of patients thousands upon thousands of patients I can now pick up for patients. So you do kind of worry. You do worry. You always worry. You know, would your husband be like, woo, I could finally marry a blonde? I don't know. I don't know. But just fantasize about other things if you can. All right? Going back to The Price is Right. The Price is Right is planning on having male models instead of female models. So, really, men, did you ever fantasize about the female? Who did they have back in the, was it back in the 80s? They had Holly, Janice, but then they had a real pretty one. Holly, I remember people didn't think was that pretty because she was a brunette, right? And then Janice was older, and then you had the other one who was pretty, but she never talked. I'm really surprised that they want models on The Price is Right that could speak, because I don't think they get to speak. Who is it, Drew Carey now? It's not Bob Barker, it's Drew Carey, I think. I have not watched The Price is Right since Bob Barker. I got to tell you. But I got so good at The Price is Right where I could say a car, right, $69.95. I knew the price of the car. Now, that was, of course, when cars were $69.95. Now, I think my guess would be off. $49.995. Yeah, and then you had to pick between, like, Windex, shopping cleaner, et cetera. And my mom would always get them wrong because she never bought the stuff, and my father would give her crap. How would you know what a broom costs? All right, let's move on. Your blood type could predict your heart attack risk. This is very, very interesting and kind of scary for some of us. All right, your blood type, whether it's type A, type B, type AB, actually could increase the odds of heart disease. If you're type O, looks like you're in the clear. All right, this was a study led in, it was Harvard, of course, lead researcher Dr. Liu Qi, not Loki, that was in the Avengers. Liu Qi, an assistant professor, the Avengers was a good movie, wasn't it? Loki gets his butt kicked from the Hulk, right? And then, you know, Hulk sucker punches Thor. Okay, but let's move on. Lead researcher Dr. Liu Qi, an assistant professor in the Department of Nutrition at the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston, says our data suggests the importance of knowing blood type as one factor in susceptibility to cardiovascular disease. Although we continue to recommend a healthy lifestyle, those who carry high-risk blood types are screwed. No, may need to pay more attention to reducing the risk. Now, this report was just published today in the journal Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. Okay, don't all run to the nearest newspaper stand. Okay, just save some for you guys could share and read it. Okay, don't all knock the stand over trying to get this journal. Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology. ATVBA. And they say, although it found an association between blood type and increased heart disease, a cause and effect relationship was not determined. So what are you wasting our time for? Okay, so basically, if you have blood type A, B, and AB, you are at higher risk of heart disease than the final blood type O. Remember, type O, universal donor, you could donate blood to whoever. Everybody loves you guys. If you walk by a United Blood Service and they could smell that you're type O, oh my God, they're like, oh, come on in here, please, please. We love type O blood. Yet, if you're type AB, you could receive anybody's blood. Okay, you can receive A blood, you can receive B blood because you're AB, depending on the antigens of the blood, and we've gone through those. Okay, so type O appears to be the healthiest. Dr. Key's team collected data on more than 60,000 women who took part in the nurses' health study and more than 17,000 people in the health professional follow-up study. Participants were aged between 30 and 75. They looked at these people over 20 years. They found that people with type AB, which is the rarest blood type, had a 23% increased risk for heart disease compared to people with type O. Oh, I know. Whoa. The increased risk was 11% for type B. I'm type B. And 5% for those with type A. So it looks like the healthiest people in terms of heart risk are your type O, then your type A, then your type B, and then your type AB. Now, 7% Americans have type AB, okay? 43% have type O. Boy, if there's that many type O, where the heck are you guys? Because blood banks need you. Honestly, if you're type O, could you please donate blood? All right? Type O is the most common blood type. Now, to isolate the contribution of blood type to heart disease risk, Dr. Key's group accounted for factors such as diet, age, weight, sex, race, smoking, menopause, and medical history. They really got to the key issues of this. They say the participants are mostly white, so whether these findings apply to other racial groups is unknown. Okay, well, excuse me. All right, you see, that's okay. I'm here telling. See, they need to realize that the demographics of my listeners of my radio show isn't just white. Everybody listens to my show. So if I'm going to give you this crucial information and the study that came out, can you please make sure it'll pertain to everybody? There is evidence suggesting that type A blood is associated with higher levels of LDL, the bad cholesterol. Type O, they think, helps blood flow and prevents clotting. So maybe that's why. Now, a doctor at UCLA said, well, no shock there. And he goes, ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Sorry. I couldn't do that with a straight face. Dr. Greg Fonero, spokesman for the American Heart Association, professor of cardiology at UCLA, was not surprised by the findings. How many of these specialists actually get surprised? Right? I mean, because honestly, when they get excited over a study, the rest of us are bored. So when something like this comes out, I don't really expect them to show a lot of emotion. He says prior studies have reported that there is a relationship between non-O blood group and an increased risk of coronary heart disease. Well, it would have been nice for you guys to fill us in. You know, why is this the first time we're hearing about it? You knew? See, that's the problem. You know, they do these studies, and then you want to know why I'm upset? Because when a study like this comes out, where do they publish it? Do they publish it in the Inquirer? Do they publish it in People, you know, magazines we read? No, they publish it in the Arteriosclerosis, Thrombosis, and Vascular Biology Journal. Who the hell reads that? So no wonder all of us are in the dark. Okay. Blood type may be related to cardiovascular risk in a variety of ways. They say key factors. They're not making fun of Dr. Key. Now they're saying key factors involved in clotting are higher in non-O blood type individuals. So what are you supposed to do? Nothing. I mean, honestly, you can't change your blood type. And you're all supposed to be watching your cardiovascular health, right? You're all supposed to be eating your fish. I had some sea bass today. It was good. The only problem is it's repeating on me and I don't like the taste. Whenever I eat fish, I crave ice cream. So then I crave ice cream. Whenever I crave ice cream, I need to put some hot fudge on it or some strawberry toffee. And then, of course, I need to have some maraschino cherries and some whipped cream. So by the time I finish eating my fish meal, I've already mucked it up with a bunch of extra calories from the ice cream. Problem is I haven't gotten my ice cream, so I'm pretty miserable now. I had my mammogram today, and now I have this fish taste in my mouth. Okay. So blood type. Figure out what your blood type is, and if you are type O, you're pretty good. If you're not type O, you're just going to have to diet a little harder. Oh, okay. We got a lot more to talk about. Don't go away. Now they say eating egg yolks is bad for you. First they said it was bad, then they said it was good, especially if you're type A. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are booking for next year's Alaskan cruise. Please go to my website to look for details and then send an email to our travel booker to get you set up for that. Alaskan cruises book pretty quickly, and we are going to have a fun, a very exciting time. I can't wait. I can't wait till June. Honestly, it's 10 months away, and I'm already ready to do it. I'm all ready to go. Also, it's because it's hot. I'm hot flashing. I'm miserable out here this summer, but we got to do it next year. Couldn't do it this summer. So please take a look, and hopefully you can join us. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, and when you guys go on Facebook later today, don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia page so you can connect and link to it so we can give you up-to-date medical updates and information. As many of you have already heard, we lost another sweat hog. Ron Palillo, who played Horseshack on Welcome Back, Kotter, has died at age 63. From what we understand, he died in his sleep of a heart attack. He's famous for his role in Welcome Back, Kotter, where he played Arnold Horseshack. You know, had that laugh, would always raise his hand and go, oh, Mr. Kotter. From what we found out, he went into acting because when his father died when he was younger, he was 10 years old when his father died of lung cancer, and he developed a stutter. And his mom, to try to help him through the stutter, put him in some acting classes. He ended up loving it, started to do some Shakespeare, and then when he walked onto the set to audition for Welcome Back, Kotter, Gabe Kaplan and some of the other casting directors fell in love with him and used him. He is survived by his partner of 41 years, Joseph Graham, a couple brothers and a sister. He, had fought a lot. After Welcome Back, Kotter ended, Welcome Back, Kotter, I think, only lasted for about 4 years. And, famous, but it just didn't, continue like many other sitcoms do that, just sometimes don't seem to end. And they sometimes, I think, go on a little bit too far. So I think Welcome Back, Kotter ended on a high note. But John Travolta appeared to be the only one that really seemed to launch to stardom after that, because John Travolta later did Grease and then et cetera. No massage jokes, please, or masseuse jokes. We also had lost one Epstein, Robert, I can't pronounce his last name, Heggis, who was also one of the Sweat Hogs. He had died earlier this year. All right, may they rest in peace. I tell you, it's hard to believe that. I mean, that show was, we're looking at almost 40 years old. Crazy. Yeah, it blows my mind that Horseshack was in his 60s already. These are people we, kind of consider growing up with. So amazing. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so scientists now are saying, all right, don't be eating the yolk of the egg. I know, this is what we were told decades ago, and then they said no, eggs are healthy. Remember last year they said eggs were healthy? Don't worry about it. You could go and eat the egg. The egg is fine. Now scientists have unscrambled the truth about eggs, according to Daily Mail, saying eating the yolk is almost as bad as smoking for people at risk of heart disease. All right. So they say the yolk does cause arteriosclerosis. Thank you for going back and forth and making us go crazy with this. Now, apparently they say we knew eating the yolk would probably raise cholesterol and increase risk of stroke and heart attack. I didn't think it was as bad, if not worse, than smoking. So the study involved patients whose average age was 61, attending vascular prevention clinics in Ontario, as well as London and Canada. Ultrasound was used to establish plaque. Then they looked at carotid plaque, which are your main arteries going up to the brain. And they found that in addition to smoking causing increased plaque, eating 3 egg yolks a week, that's it. So you just having one omelet a week, had significantly more plaque than those who ate up to 2 yolks per week. So just that extra egg can hurt. I'm a little frustrated by this because we just went through, eggs are good, you could go ahead and have eggs, we dissected the breakfast, maybe it's the corned beef hash, maybe it's the grits, maybe it's the biscuits and gravy, maybe it's the bacon, and the eggs aren't all that bad, but no, eggs are too. See, I think what kind of stinks is a lot of us, we don't really eat a good breakfast, we eat on the run. And then we eat a huge lunch, or we eat a crappy lunch, and then we eat a huge dinner. And I've been urging people, sit down and have a good breakfast. Have a high-protein breakfast, something that'll fill you up, none of these sugary cereals. And, sometimes, I notice with my family, we'll just sometimes, on the weekend, go, let's actually go to a breakfast place. Let's sit down and have breakfast. I know there's a lot of calories with that, but sometimes it's just really nice to go out for breakfast. It's like a big thing for my kids. They love it. I don't know. I guess eggs in a restaurant taste better than eggs that mama could scramble at home. But we don't cook a lot of eggs because, we're worried about the cholesterol, et cetera. But with this study, if they're saying 3 eggs a week, and that's talking one omelet, right? An omelet has 3 eggs. I don't remember from home ec, but I think that's what would have to do. Would have to use 3 eggs for an omelet. I got to watch Hell's Kitchen a little bit more to learn more cooking. That's not much. Okay, that means having an egg breakfast just once. So I would suggest what would be the healthiest breakfast? Personally, I found to be very effective for me is the dinner the night before cut in half and my vegetable, my meatloaf, whatever, put away for the morning. And then I like cold meatloaf in the morning. I like cold chicken. And I notice if I eat my dinner leftovers in the morning, I have a great day. I have an absolute great day. Okay, sounds like I got a dog outside. He's not having a good day. All right, so very good day if I have my protein and my vegetables. I'm not a big egg eater. The only eggs I like are the eggs that when you go to a buffet, they come out like a brick. They're probably the box eggs. Are those, what do you call them? Are those the instant eggs? Those are my favorite eggs, where they come out in a brick because they're not runny. I can't stand runny eggs. So where am I getting with this? Avoid eggs. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, two antibiotics have been linked to liver injury in us seniors. Two very common antibiotics, Levaquin and Avalox. Many of you have taken Levaquin, Avalox for pneumonia, respiratory infections, sinus infections, and people like them because you could be allergic to penicillin, you could be allergic to sulfa, and you don't have a problem with these antibiotics. We use these antibiotics for also colitis, diverticulitis, a variety of things. Levofloxacin, which is Levaquin, moxifloxacin, which is Avalox. However, a study published yesterday in the Canadian Medical Association Journal has found that patients were afflicted with liver injury within a month of receiving these antibiotics. They looked at 144 patients, all who were over 65. None of them had a history of liver disease. 88 of these 144 patients died. And they believe it was because of acute liver injury due to the antibiotics. Now, this this is not taken very lightly by us physicians because we love Levaquin. I can't tell you how many of my pneumonia patients I can now treat at home because I could give them Levaquin. The problem is it could affect the liver. So my suggestion is make sure you get your physicals, know where your liver is at. While you are taking these antibiotics, don't be drinking alcohol. Don't be taking in Tylenol. Don't be taking in anti-inflammatories like your ibuprofen, naproxen, etc. Because, you know, flukes do happen with these medications. My only concern is that's a lot. That is a lot. Now, did some of these people die because of liver disease or because of the respiratory infection? I don't know. But the Floxacin medication now is one of the most popular because it appears to have the least side effect profile, the least drug interaction. You know, clarithromycin, better known as Bioxin, that was a very effective antibiotic. It still is, but it interacts with a lot of medications. So we don't seem to use that medication as much, but we're able to get by with Avalox and Levaquin pretty easily. We liked, we enjoyed prescribing Z-Pak, but unfortunately for some of these pneumonias, you need something stronger than Z-Pak. Z-Pak has been so overused that there's a lot of resistance. So make sure when you do get an antibiotic that, A, that's the right choice for you, and if it is, make sure your doctor's watching your liver afterwards, especially if it's Avalox or Levaquin. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour if you can. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.